You're listening to the Warrior Within Me podcast with Susan Berkey, reminding us that strength, courage, and determination is all we need to create the greatest version of ourselves. And now, author, speaker, and chocolate eater, the chief warrior herself, Susan Berkey.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Berkey, and you are listening to the Warrior Within Me podcast. You can find me on Instagram at The Warrior Within Me or on Facebook at The Warrior Within Me, or you can go to the website, thewarriorwithinme.com. Today, this show is going to be about Mean Girls. No, I'm not talking about the movie, although it is a pretty good movie. But I'm going to talk about the shit we say to ourselves, right? The shit we say to ourselves, which is not even, if you think about it, not even nice. So how did I get to this? The other day, I'm standing in a department store. And in the department store, there's furniture, which is what I'm shopping for, and there's shoes and clothing next to me. This lady says, "Man, I look like shit today, and I look old," as she's looking into the mirror. And she says, "If I think that way about myself, what do other people think?" Think about that for a second. So first she has said, "I look like shit," and "I feel that way about myself." And secondly, she then took that and put it onto other people. Now, we all know that we would never say the kind of shit we say to ourselves to our best friend. Imagine if you walked up to your best friend and you saw her for the very first time and you said, "You look like shit today." Can you imagine? How long would you stay friends? It wouldn't be very long at all. I'm pretty sure of that. So why are we so mean to ourselves? Why is it okay to say shit that we say to ourselves? I don't think it is. I find that the place that we say it the most is either A, when we look in the mirror, or B, when we're standing in a clothing store. Because when we're standing in the clothing store, we're in the two bad places, clothing and a mirror, right? Because you can't try on clothes without looking in the mirror. And I think it's because the clothing industry has all different sizes. And we base ourselves off of the size that we see on the tag. So let's say in this size pair of pants, it's a 4 or an 8 or a 10 or a 12. And then the next size, it might be a 6, an 8, a 10, 12, or 14. And if we have to go up in pant size, holy Toledo, that is bad. We start having a literal meltdown in the dressing room. How do I know? I've done it. What person hasn't stood in the dressing room and said to themselves, "Oh my God, I look like shit," and they start fiddling with their hair? But I don't think it has to be that way. What if instead we did the second thing, which was love on ourselves? We took the time and instead of saying all those horrible things about ourselves, we loved on ourselves instead. So when you looked in the mirror, you said, "I am awesome." Now, I know that kind of reminds you of The Miz on WWE, if you ever watched that, because he says that all the time. But what if you looked in there and said a mantra, something that you believe, you may not believe about yourself, but you could believe about yourself later? For example, my mantra this week is, "I'm powerful, sexy, and courageous." And it's my hashtag. And it's always going to be my hashtag for the warrior within me, because I truly believe that each one of us has powerful, sexy, and courageous inside of us. Those have nothing to do with your outer appearance. All of those pieces have to do with how you are inside yourself. So all of you that are warriors out there are part of powerful, sexy, and courageous. So what I want you to do this week is I want you to pick one mantra that every time you look in the mirror, you say it. I don't care what it is. It could be, "I've got great legs." It could be, "I have good hair." It could be, "I have a great heart." It doesn't have to be about your outward appearance. but one thing that you like about yourself. Because if we can find that one thing we like about ourselves, it will overpower the one thing that we dislike about ourselves. Now, we talked about the mean things we say, how to get better at it, such as loving on yourself. And what if we spread the love? You know, hashtag spread love. Tell three people what you love about them. Because there's nothing better than spreading love on someone else. I always, when I see people, I talk to them about maybe their hair or their shoes or something that I see. And one thing I always do is I talk to the checker that when I'm checking out. You could do the same thing. I think the reason I do it is because the checker that's on the other side checking out my groceries, I think they think that we think they're numbers, if that makes sense. How many of us go through the checkout line, don't even talk to them? We don't even act like we know their name, and they wear a name tag for Pete's sake. But what if we talk to them every day and every time we went and we acknowledge that they existed? And what if they were the one of the three people that we told them that we loved about them? What if that was how great they were, or what a good job they did bagging our groceries? That's where I find hashtag spread love. So this week, spend your time loving on yourself and loving on three other people. So that's it for today's show. Remember, don't be like the mean girls and use your powerful mantra for the week. Remember, we are all powerful, sexy, and courageous. Or maybe you have a different mantra you want to try. Comment below and tell me yours. I'd love to see it. You can find me on Instagram at The Warrior Within Me, or on Facebook at The Warrior Within Me, or also on my website, thewarriorwithinme.com. Oh yeah, and don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. I love seeing them. Be back next time for another Rockstar podcast. But until then, stay warrior strong. This is Susan Berkey.
You've just caught another episode of The Warrior Within Me podcast with Susan Berkey. Don't forget to follow us on social media, and don't forget to pick up Susan's book, The Day My Shorts Fit My Dad, Adventures of a Former Fat Chick, available on Amazon.com. All right, warriors, I need you to stay warrior strong, and we will catch you next week.